Welcome to Baba Kama Daf Pei Hey, another daf which we could use a couple hours for, but we will try to pack in as much as we can. Yesterday, again, I apologize on behalf of the sugya that we can't spend more time on Shlichus Sayhu, but we did mention a number of points. I just wanted to read inside the Nesivos that I had mentioned. I mentioned that most Rishonim paskin based on the Gemara that the concept of Shlichus Sayhu was midrabanan. Gemara says, why do we have Shlichus Sayhu? Shalotino delos bifnei lavin, so that the door is not closed in front of lenders, and therefore we are allowed to judge cases outside of Eretz Yisrael based on the sugya of Shlichus Sayhu. That was the origin of the din for takan hodos lahavos. It spread from there to other dinim as long as they were chisar and kiss and shriach. The Nesivos thinks that even though it says shlotin odeles, that's really the reason that the Chachamim gave for the din d'oraisa. Masar kasal v'chachamim. That's the first Nesivos in Choshe Mishpat. The Nesivos says, b'hada avdin shlichusayhu, that's the first Shulchan Aruch, mashma me'ashashu rak midrabanan, alufiyani yizdaiti nira de'be'emesu midaraisa, rak shenimsal v'chachamim, v'lo asu osanu l'shluchim rak b'makam t'inaz delas. Right, the Torah gave us Rishus, and the Chazal interpreted Masra Kasla V'Chachamim, that when did the Torah give us Rishus? In these cases. V'teida, Dama Kalim, Gerim B'zman Hazeh, Mitam Davdin Shlichusayu, V'Kiddushav Kiddushin, V'lo Tav Siyachach Kiddushi Sheini. Right, if somebody tries to marry a Ger after they're married, it doesn't work. V'en Koch B'Yachachamim, Makar Dover Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Aseh. Right, they can't be Okar Dover Min HaTorah, and therefore he thinks it's Daraisa, even though he acknowledges that Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim holds Shlichus Sayhu is Derabanan. But that is the Nesivos' point. The problem that all the Rishonim deal with is that there are many cases in Shas where it seems like certain Amoraim did just judge cases of stealing outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though that does not seem to fit the requirements of Shlichus Sayhu. Chisar and kiss, it does fit, but Shlichus, is it Shriach that everybody's stealing from each other? So says the so there is a line that we have discussed in the past of Rabbeinu of the Ritva. The Ritva quotes in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Aleph, beginning of Ezeo Nashach, where the Gemara talks about Goni Vamanas L'Mekat, stealing for fun, that you're going to give it back. So the Gemara says that this is Daraisa. So the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Tam, the Pshuto of that din, that you're stealing for fun, you can give it back. The Ritva says, that can't be true, because we all do that. Ma'isim b'chol yom. That's why he argues. He says, it must mean that, no, you're stealing it to keep it, but your kavana is just that to upset him, and not really because you want the money. But yeah, so maybe for fun, stealing each other's pencil is shriach, but real stealing? So Tosfos here asks, third skinny line, v'tema, to become a makomo, shall you done in dini exilos b'ha-gozel, who gavered the gozel, etc., nirsha, god of safra, v'harbi makomos. Right, many places we judge gzela in chutz la'aretz. So Tosfos gives three answers: either tafas, really, either it's a case where tfisa was done. In that, it's not that Bez Din Paskin that they were allowed to go take their friend's money. In this case, after they did it, they said, "Okay, you could keep it." Tfisa, or it's a case where one of the parties said, "You know what? Let's go to Eretz Yisrael to judge the case," and the other one refused. So in that type of case, it could be that we would allow the gezela to take place because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Or number three, v'yesh mefarshim d'dafka gezelos sha'al yedei chavalos. What's unusual? Where you have a case of stealing after wounding. Where they wound and then they rob you. That's unusual. But regular stealing, where it doesn't exalt chavala, maybe that is more common. Right? We do it all the time. So Tosis has a couple of answers. The Nemuk Yosef here, though, has another answer, and he says there's a difference in all those cases. It can be interpreted as the cases that we call halachic gazlanim, not physical gazlanim. What are halachic gazlanim? We know the Rambam quotes in Hilchos Gzela, there are a number of people that are considered gazlanim. Fixing the books. Shoal shalomidas. You borrow something without permission. Or kofer bepikadon. Right, you have somebody's item and you deny having it. All of these, sholech yad b'pikadon, right? You use somebody's object that he's supposed to be watching. All of those, maybe that's the cases that are judged, gezela, halachi gazlanim, and not gazlanim mamish. Either way, that is one of the major sugyas of Shlichus Sayhu, and I just wanted to get some of those answers in. Okay, and remember what we said at the end of yesterday, the minhag of Shei Yeshivas, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, which I assume is Surah and Papadisa, of judging, not judging Dina Krasas Bizban Azeb, but putting everybody in Chayrim until they pay the Knas. That's what they used to do, says the Rif, the Rosh argues, but that's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, two dots. Let's go to Pei Dalet Amid Beis. Another chock full daf. So the Mishnah said that one pays the five payments of Chavala, Nezek, Tsar, Ripui, Sheves, and Boshes. So Tsar, what does it mean to pay the pain? What's the case of the pain? Kva'o b'shvodu b'masmer. If I burns my friend, Rachmana Litzlan, with a burning stick or a nail. So the Gemara says, Tsar, Shalom Bakam Nezek Mishtali Mantana. Who is the opinion that says that even if you don't damage a person, right, there's no, you can't look at him and say, oh, I damaged you, you went down in value, you still pay the Tsar, because that's what the Mishnah says. Why? Because the Mishnah gives us a case of you burned him on his fingernail. See Parno, where there's no Nezek there, but it's purely Tsar. So who is the one that says that? That you paid Tsar even if you were not Mazikim? So I'm a Rav Ben Azahi. It's Ben Azahi's opinion. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, not to be confused with the Karite that we mentioned yesterday, who discussed with Efsadi Gon, who is Ben Zuta. So this is Ben Azai. So Rebbe Omer, Kevia Nemra Tchila, Uben Azai Omer, Chabura Nemra Tchila. So Rashi quotes, Rashi explains that the pasuk in the Mishpatim says Kevia Tachas Kevia, Chabura Tachas Chabura. So Kevia is the first word in the pasuk. So Rebbe says, it says Kevia first. Ben Azai says, Chabura, it means first. What does that mean? B'mai kemiflagi, Rebbe Savar Kviya Delesba Chabura Mashma. Rebbe holds that when it says the word Kviya in the Torah, it means you burn him without causing him a wound. That's what the word Kviya I would have thought. If it would have just said the word Kviya, cause of Rachmana Chabura. So why does the Torah then say the next word Chabura? To reveal and explain the first word of the pasuk, to kviya disba chabura in ilolo. You know that word kviya that I mentioned, that you're chayiv if you burn your friend? You're chayiv if you wound him and there's a nezek there, there's a clear nezek. That's what the word kviya means. So that's Rebbe's interpretation of the pasuk. Kviya would have meant kviya even without a chabura. Chabura comes to explain, no, what I meant by kviya was chabura. And that's why Rebbe holds that you do not pay tsar unless you were also mazikim. That's kviya sheyesh bo chabura. Uben Azai savar, no, kviya dis bo chabura mashma. The word kviya would have meant, I would have thought it means, with a wound, chabura. Kaza machwana chabura, so why does it say chabura in the next word? Ligulu yeyla to kviya de lesba chabura, to teach me that the first word is different. Chabura means chabura, the first word kviya means even without. So kviya means even where there is no nezek, so that's the tan of our Mishnah, that gives a case of tsar even without nezek. Maskav la rapapa, rapapa says, adarabba, just the opposite. Ifchem istavra, I think the opposite is true, that Rebbe is the one that is going to fit into our Mishnah, and not Ben Azai. Why is he trying to do this? What is he trying to do? So Rashi says, because we'd rather interpret a Mishnah as she does Rebbe, than as she does Ben Azai. Rebbe, or Pizanasi, is the author, so we'd rather have the sheet as Rebbe, that's more of an accepted opinion. So, Ifchem Estava, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe is the one that says, because we just know that Rebbe says the words, Kviya Nemra Tchila. That's all we know. So the Gemara just had an interpretation of what that means. We thought it means, it says Kviya first, that includes Chabura, Kamash Malana does it. So no, so Rapapa says the opposite, you can interpret those words. Savar, what does Rebbe hold? Kviya de isba chabura mashba. It says kviya first, and that would have meant with a chabura. Kazarach, when a chabura, the glu yela de kviya de lasba chabura. And it said, therefore, it says chabura to tell me that kviya does not mean with a chabura. Ben Azai Omer, chabura nemra tchila. What does it mean, chabura, it says first? That when it says kviya in the pasuk, it means chabura. Savar kviya de lasba chabura mashma. Kazarach, when a chabura, the glu yela de kviya de isba chabura. Ini lolo. Va amaskona kaimi. And it's talking about l'maskana, what the halacha is. So when Rebbe says kviya nemra tchila, he's right. Rebbe said that's basically saying kviya uniquely l'maisa you could be chaya for. That's what he means by kviya nemra tchila. And when Ben Azai says chabura nemra tchila, means ultimately you're only going to be chaya if there also is a chabura. So it could be that Rebbe is like our Mishnah. Hey. Inami, or Rav Papa says, I have another interpretation. Mashma. Maybe the word kviya, according to everybody, would have meant any type of chabura, any type of burning, even without a nezek. And here the machlokas is whether you darshan a klalu prat far from each other. Meaning, if you have a different word in between the klal and the prat, do you say, usually we say you have a klal and a prat, a general word and a specific word, usually you say the specific word is coming to limit the general principle. So do you say that if they're not right next to each other? That's the machlokas, because here, it's not right next to each other. Right? Rashi explains on top. Hachanami, kviya nemra tchila klal, Kviya is a general word. Tekviya mashma, both, as we just said. V'ilhavi chabura samech lein. If chabura would be next to it, we would darshan klalo prat to limit it. Vein b'chlalo mashma beprat. The problem here, it says the word petza in between. So that's considered a klalo prat miruchakin zemizeh. Petza is a different type of wound. That's not going on kviya. So do you say you darshan klalo prat and you would limit it or not? So Rabbi Savar ain't done no so b'chlalo prat. You don't darshan it b'chlalo prat, and therefore kviya still means everything, whether there is a chabura or not. Ubenazai Saber, Dunnos of a Klal Prat. Danazai says, you do learn it as a Klal Prat, and therefore you can limit it to a Kviat Isbo Chabura. Chitema Chabura L'Rebbe Lamali, if that's true, that you, according to Rebbe, you learn it as Kviya no matter what, even if there is no wound. So why does it say wound in the Torah? Lamali, what is that word telling me in the Pasuk? L'damim Yaseirim. L'damim Yaseirim. What does that mean? For more money. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says it means that you pay the tsar and the nezek. Right? You don't only pay the nezek, you also pay tsar. That's what Damim Yaseirim means. Tosas says we learned that from somewhere else. Tosas says we're going to see that on Amud Beis. So Tosas says maybe it means a case where there is a mark. And there might be more pain if there is a mark left because people see the mark. Right? Which alludes to a machlokas Rishonim. And when we say pain, we're going to get to this again later, do we mean pain b'shas chavala or even after shas chavala? Let's say if I'm going to be in pain for three days because of the wound that you gave me. The pain, is it all for all 3 days or only for the Maisa? So Tosfos is assuming even afterwards, because it's even for the Roshim, the mark that's there. Maybe Rashi does not want to say that pshat because he thinks it's only for the Maisa, and after that it's just grama. So it's Nazak, but it's grama b'ni zakin, which would be pater. Period. Is Rosha more like Boshes? Similar to Boshes, but I would say you have to be Michalik somehow. Because he does not include that in Boshes. The top Tosas discusses that the Machlokas, Nira Luri, the Bechlala Prada Meruchakin Zemized the Pligi Tanoi. The only Machlokas, what's the Svara? Why there is a Machlokas by Klalu Prada Meruchakin Zemized? Why isn't there a Machlokas about Klalu Prada in general when it's next to each other? Because the Svara is whether you say Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. The Gemara Psachim Davav says that within one pasuk, within two psukim, you don't say Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah, because then you can never darshan. It says V'Yidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar. Oh, Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. It should say Hashem Moshe V'Yidaber Lemar. You can't say that. You can't read the Torah. So that's why the reason that there's a machlokes by a klal prat that are far from each other is because there's Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. So maybe it's not a klal prat. Maybe it's a prat of klal. Maybe they have nothing to do with each other. But if it's but if it's close to each other, obviously you have to darshan. You say Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. I am not going to mention the story of Yonatan Ivishes right now. There's enough to say today, but hopefully at a later date if there's a Yesh Makom. But I do want to mention the machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi and the Ramban, we mentioned in a Parsha Shir recently, that Rashi and the Ramban generally have a machlokas about Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. When would you suggest it, even if Chazal didn't say it? Rashi, in a number of places, I'll say it to you from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The source, which Tosas quotes here in Psachim, Vavim Abeis, the source for Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah, that the Torah is not written in chronological order. I don't like to translate it as the Torah is out of order. The Torah is not out of order. Hashem wrote it exactly in a perfect order. But it's not written in chronological order. That's what Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah means. So what's the source of that? So the Gemara in Psachim Daf Vav Mabeis quotes the one place in the Torah where you have to say Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. Because the Torah gives the dates. Perek Aleph of Bamidbar and Perek Tes of Bamidbar. Perek Tes is before Perek Aleph. The dates are given. Perek Tes is Pesach Sheni. So the days are given. So there, that's it. You have to say Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. And that's the source that the Gemara Psachim quotes off of him a base. You look in Rabbi Kivega there, he says, Ayin, Rashi, Breishis, here, Shmos, here. What's he trying to say? That Rashi quotes Ein Muktim U'Muchra even by other sources, by earlier sources. So what's he pointing out? So the Achronim say, maybe he's pointing out a riot to the Ramban against Rashi. Because why does the Gemara quote this source all the way at the end of Sefer Bamidbar? In Bamidbar, why not Breishis and Shmos? Rashi quotes that Tisisa takes place before Truma. Why doesn't he quote that? Right, the Eagle took place before the Mishkan. Right, the Ramban says in Bamidbar in Perek Tes that you don't say Ein Muktim U'Muchra B'Torah. You'd rather not say that, and I'd rather explain the Torah as straight. And he explains why there in Perek Tes and Bamidbar, why does the Torah put it out of order? Because first, that's where I wanted to finish everything to do with the Midbar, the Mishkan being set up, Bnei Yisrael marching in flags, how they traveled. They want to finish everything. That's through Perek Tes and Bamidbar. Now we get into the different stories that happened. Now we get into, right, Pesach Sheni, now we get into Korach, Chukas, Balak, Pinchas, all the stories that happened in the Midbar. But we wanted to finish the setting up. That's why first it did that, and now we get into other new halachos. So that's why that's out of order. But I'd rather not say, says the Ramban, that there's any other story in the Torah that is out of chronological order. But that's what the Rabbi Kivega there in Pesachim Daf Vav Lachor is alluding to a riot to the Ramban, because why doesn't the Gemara quote any of the earlier sources that Rashi quotes?
Okay.
I don't. I don't know if I would call them right. I don't know Mefarshim, but I'm saying which. What I'm saying, meaning Mefarshim that. Aha, but Pesach Sheni. Okay, but that's the. But that's why we. That's why it's out of chronological order according to the Rambam. Okay, two dots. Says the Gemara, Omdim. How do you estimate Sa'ar? How do you estimate the pain? Kama Adam Kiyotiba Rosa Lito. So what did the Mishnah say? You evaluate how much a person like him would want to go through such pain for. How exactly is that measured? So tsar b'makam nezak haichi shaminon. How do you measure tsar where you cause damage? You cause the damage, you pay for the nezak. So how do you evaluate tsar besides that? So we're going to have, until we get to the end, four different suggestions. Amar avu ad Shmuel, omdim kama adam rotze lito l'ktolo yado, pashtus. How much would a person want to pay to get his hand chopped off? Right? Allow you to get paid. Allow you to chop off his hand. Says the Gemara, l'ktolo yado, lo tsar l'chudehu, hakulu chavisha dvar mika. That's not going to isolate tsar to tell you how do you pay for tsar v'makam nezek. You're going to pay everything there. So it's still going to be hard to figure out the tsar. Vod b'shuf tani askinan, we're talking about Rishoyim that are chopping people's hands off. How do you ever going to get to us on a slave market? How much would you? Nobody does that. Ela l'ktolo yado aktua. Maybe it means that Rachmana l'slan, a person's hand is basically falling off as it is. Right? Maybe he's a mukashrin. It's falling off to finish the job. So Gemara says, still, yado aktua nami, lo tsar l'chude ika. That's not isolating tsar. Hatsar u boshes ika. It's tsar and boshes. To ksifa limos, it's embarrassing for a person. L'mishkal mibsaru, to take away his flesh. L'mishde l'klavim, to throw it to the dogs. Right, so there's boshes involved. So again, that's not isolating tsar. This one line here is a major source for an important halakha discussion. The Shvus Yaakov says, is there a chi of kvura on an Aver Minachai? Right, let's say somebody has an amputation, or somebody has a skin graft, anything. There's some type of a part of a person's body from a live person. Is there a chi of kvura on that? So the Shvus Yaakov, in Beis Kefalov, Rebbe Yaakov Reisha, 1700s, Nireh de Yesh Lekavro. I think there is a chiv of kvura based on other gemaras, but then he says, but when you analyze, you find some psukim that say it's not maker adin, right? Achen kamayin is tira shakol zayish litchos dein zem mitzad achiv likvar umishachosh yish lasu b'shem sakana efshar dein mechiv likvar. You're just like, you know, you're the ayin hara type. Okay, so put it away, but maybe there's no chiv of kvura. What's a big ride that there's no chiv of kvura? Ayin ray lazeh gemara baba kamadaf pehei. Because what did it say? They're going to throw it to the dog. They throw it to the dogs. They're going to bury it. No, it must be. Aver Menachai, they're not going to bury. Hare, lehevya, de'enu mechuyiv l'kavram. Ava mikol makom zorach litin b'cheder echa shle yikantzu sham ha-kohanim. V'yatamu bo, ki Aver Menachai metame. Aver Menachai is metame, but there's still no chiyav kvura. Still no chiyav kvura. This relates to a tshuva, the Noda Bihuda, which we mentioned at least one time in the past. Fascinating tshuva, the Noda Bihuda has in Tinyana, Yaredeya, Simen Reish Tes. There was a Kohen, Rachmana Litzlan, that had one of his legs removed. And what he used to do is to carry around the leg in order to get rachmanis from people. So they would see him and they would give him more tzedakah, because he was a needy person. So he used to carry around his leg in order to, you know, awaken people's hargashas. And there was basar on it. Right? So said the Noda Yehuda, I don't know what the suffix is. Aver Menachai is Matame. Chiv Kvura, okay, that's another Shiloh, but is it Matame? Says Kohen is consistently being Matame himself? We paskin that even though we're all calling him Matameim today, they're not allowed to actively, I'm Tame anyway, I'm going to go into the cemetery. They're not allowed to do that. So says the Noda Yehuda.
But oh, the calls elinik for us a mace. She's mitzvah bekvorim. Begila kasef shu chaser lo yitam elik furaso. But in terms of Eber Menachai, she'en shem mishas ha'kfura, he says, in terms of pshita, pshita she'en shem heter klau, and Akkor is not allowed to do this. Where did the Rishonim discuss this? Beginning of Brachas. Remember Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said he used to carry around the bone of his 10th son. Rahman was like, how could he, Rabbi Yochanan, do that? Rabbi Yochanan obviously was a tzaddik hador that held himself, was knowing kulin altaras hakodesh. How did he do that? So maybe it was a small bone, it didn't have basar on it. But either way, the Rishonim there discussed it. So this, from this little line in here, oh, they're going to throw it to the dogs. They have a big discussion. It's a big discussion for donations and transplants of a living donor of different parts of the body. Right? Is there kfura? Is there Eber Menachai? Tuma, if you're putting it to a person, obviously it's not going to be metame, but in terms of kvura. Okay, Vayter. So what's the case of Tsar? So try number three. Ella, kam, omden, kam, adar, mozalita, luktola, yado, amukhtav, lamalchus. So what was your problem before? Your problem was that we're not dealing with Rishoyim. Okay, what about a case, how much would a person want to get his hand, who is going to have his hand chopped off because of the wicked government? Bein samlasayiv. How much he's going to get it off, he's going to make have it fall off, with Sam, with a certain type of medicine he's going to have to drink, and it's going to basically wither out the arm. How much would he pay in order to say, accept having it chopped off? Tamura says, nobody. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's going to give any amount of money. So the Gemara says, okay, the opposite. Ella, omnim kama adam rosa litin lektolo yada muhtav lamalchus bein saif lasam. A person who's supposed to get his arm chopped off, how much would he pay in order to have it done, through a medicine and not through the arm? So that's something that people would do. How much is that worth? That's how much you have to pay for the tsar. The Gemara says, "Hi, lito, lito mi boy." How much a person give, not take? So I'm Ravuna, but that's what it basically means. Lito mi zem mashenasan lazeh. Give from one to the other. What the malchus you're going to give to the malchus what he was given this money. That's how much you're going to have to basically bribe them in order to do it. Period. Okay, that's tsar. Next, ripoy. Hiko chayav l'raposo. So if I rachmanos on somebody, it's a person, they have to pay the doctor's bills. Tana rabbana, brisa, alu but smachim machmas hamaka. If certain growths, smachim, how do they translate smachim? Alu but smachim machmas hamaka. Certain type of scabs, sores, scabs, some type of growth that's machmas hamaka that comes up because of the wounds. V'nistara hamaka. And because of these wounds, the macha kind of opens up again and comes back. Chayav l'raposo. Anything that's because of the original wounds, you have to pay for the healing. V'chayav litin lo demei shifto. And you also have to pay for the time out of work, which we'll talk more about in another base. Shalom machmas hamaka. But anything that is not because of the original wound, ein chayav l'raposo. Ein chayav litin lo demei shifto. You don't have to pay for the doctor's bills, and you don't have to pay for the loss of work. We'll get to what the chiddush of that line is later. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Af machmas hamaka chayav l'raposo. No, even if you have wounds that come up machmas hamaka, you have to pay for the rufua. Ve'nu chayav litin lo demei shifto. But you don't have to pay for the shevis. There's going to be a special exclusion in the Torah for that. V'chachamim omrim. Let's finish the shitas first. V'chachamim omrim shifto urufuaso. No, shevis always goes with rufua. Kol shachayav v'shevis chayav ripui. If you have to pay for the time out of work, you have to pay for the ripui. V'sheheno chayav v'shevis and a chayav ripui. And here, if you're telling me that you're not going to have to pay for the shevis for the growths that come up afterwards, because there's an exclusion from the Torah, you're not going to have to pay the doctor's bills either in that case. Period. Let's stop for a minute before we even explain the Gemara. The Rambam has a girsa here. The Rambam has a difficult girsa here when he quotes this Gemara. He quotes in Chov Lomazik Beis Yudches. Alut smachim shalom machmas hamaka. Smachim, some type of growths come up, sores come up, not because of the maka, chayiv l'raposo. You have to be merapis. That's nobody. Nobody said that in the Gemara. So if something comes up, shalom machmas hamaka, chayiv l'raposo. Says the Ravid, very calm actually in this one. Amar Avram, eino chayiv l'raposo. That's all he says. Eino chayiv l'raposo. Says the Magen Mishnah, it's obviously a mistake in the Rambam. Obviously. Ubavad it tos soferhu. Right? How could the Rambam say, if it's not machmas hamaka, you can have to pay? How could that be? The Kesef Mishnah says, I would rather not change the Gersa. I know the Magen Mishnah does, but I would rather not, unless I have a different Gersa somewhere, like he has sometimes, right? First Halacha and Hilchos Ishus, he has another Gersa. But here he'd rather not. So he explains, what does it mean, Shalom Machmas Hamaka? It means what the Gemara is going to say in a little while, that Shalom Machmas Hamaka, you took the wrong medicine. You did something that the doctor said not to do. But it's ultimately Machmas Hamaka, but it's not purely Machmas Hamaka. That's what the Rambam is talking about. Okay. But what's important and fascinating about this Rambam is the Migdal Oz. The Migdal Oz is an underused pirish on most of the Rambams. We have it on most of the Mishnah Torah, where he always defends the Rambam. He always defends the Rambam, no matter what. So says the Migdal Oz here, after he quotes the Ravid, Eino Chayav L'Raposo, he says, Va'ani Omer, Tama Ani Im Yotza Dover Zemi Piv. I can't believe the Ravid said this. You know, the Ravid said this. Right? Shari Divrei Rambam Mufurashin, it's a Mufurish Gemara. You read the next line, it's a Mufurish Gemara. He tries to wiggle the Rambam out of the Gemara. So I don't know how he said this. Right? He says, In Vadai Echad Mina Talmidim Amra. It must be one of the Ravid's Talmidim really wrote this. Vitala Osabi Ilan Gadol. So he turns everything on his head. You think the Rambam? Oh, the Ravid is Tama, and I can't believe a mistaken Tama must have written it. So the Yamshel Shlomo here. If you've never seen this Yamshel Shlomo, so that's in the Yamshel Shlomo world. It's one of the famous Yamshel Shlomos. In his Agdama to Baba Kama, we read this the first day of Baba Kama, the second day I think. He says there that he's not going to be nosei panim to anybody. He says he's going to say the MS no matter who it is. He says, most of the time the Rishonim got it right. He says, but I'm going to say what I think. I'm not going to be nosei panim to anybody. So here, he has his PhD thesis about the Migdal Oz. He says, the Migdal Oz, what does he always do? He's out for the defense of the Rambam. Mehine me rov shibushav lo kasavtiv. He says, v'chulu, after he quotes the Migdal Oz. I'm not even quoting in my name. V'shari le lamari, af shahaya chacham betamudo bavadai. He obviously knew what he knew the Gemara. Aval mishim ma'ayin barov dvarav ubapil pulo u'ma'ayin achar kach b'shmeitza yudvarim zarem u'mevubalim b'ena musukanim u'manoy l'magin mishnah she'eno nosei panim la'olam ki l'famim u'machriya gamkin k'harayvin. Once in a while, the Magen Mishnah will throw up his hands and say, you know what? The Ravid's right. I don't know what the Rama meant. The Migdal Oz would never do that. If he would have just given a pshat, right, Megillah, I would have kept quiet, says the Yamshel Shlomo. Aval lichtov lashonos gedolos tama ani im yatsa mipi arayvid v'tov hayelo ashtika. He says lo ucha lisapek. I can't keep quiet here. If this is what he says for the Ravid, he says I can't. And then he quotes another example of this, and then he says v'chein timsa b'kama b'komos b'li mispar. He always defends the Rambam, even if the Rambam seems to be wrong. V'chol akorim bo mi belisha murgalim bo. If you read him without knowing anything, v'yodim makar matzavo yistamru saros rosham mehiruso mibil bulo. Aval typically kfar ani yodea ofanei markavato be'echu ma yitnaheg ad she'ein ani matmiya od biyuno. I'm not surprised anymore. Ki kach darko ubavadai kfar natan alav hadin bechiburo va'alav ani omer v'tov hayalo hashdika v'lo lahachasid arayvet zal ki kala posel b'mumo posel. The Alkain in Lismoch al Hachrato Bishum Ofan Imlosha Mevi Rayos Atsumos. The Oz Nismoch al Rayos below Allah. And he says, Naxal needs only done. Let's get back to this. But that's what he says. It says the Migdalo, whenever anybody talks about the Migdalos, they quote this Yamshel Shlomo. That, you know, once in a while if you want to be halakhically objective, it just shows you the shibud that he felt. I mean, the Migdal Oz is not alone in this. The Ramban writes in Akdamah to the Mochamas, the beginning of Brachas, he says, there are many times that I think the Rif is wrong, and I agree with the Balamor's attack on the Rif. But you know what? I'm going to defend the Rif, because he's the Gedolei HaRishonim, earlier generations. That's what the Migdal Oz always obviously feels. But the Yamshel Shlomo, you know, a few of the Rishonim, we know their personalities. The Ravid, Rabbi Natam, the Yamshel Shlomo is also, not the Rishonim, the early Achronim, but we know his feelings. Okay. Let's continue. So we have the three different shitas about healing. Do you have to heal only? Does Ripui and Shevas go together and you have to heal it if it's Machlokas Hamaka? Rabbi Yehuda has a split, and the Chacham say both cases you're Pater. So, but my Kamiflagi, what's the Machlokas about? So, Omar Rabbi says, Ashkachtinu, the Rabbanan de Bei Rav. The Yasiva Kamri, I found the Rabbanan in the Yeshiva that were saying the following reason. I'm going to argue, but this is what the reason that they were saying. Hacham Hamaka had Nitin Ala Egat Kamiflagi. The real Machlokas is, does a Chole, does the Nechbal have the right to wrap up with a bandage the wound to protect it? And do I have to pay for more infections that come from their wrapping up their wound? Did I do that? They did that. So, Rabbanan Savri, Maka Nitin Aleg, and Maka, you're allowed to bound up. So, that's also considered Machmas HaMaka. Rabbi Yehuda Savri, Maka Lo Nitin Aleg. No, Maka is not, and therefore, Ripui the Tana Beikra Machayev. So find the Ripui, the direct medical bills for that you'll pay. But Sheves, the Tana Beikra Lo Machayev, but the Sheves, the loss of work because of that extra, I'm not going to be Machayev. The Amina Luana, and Rabbah says, but I, think there's a different reason for the machlokas. If an eged is not an acceptable behavior of what somebody does, then it shouldn't be chayv at all. Everybody agrees you can put a bandage on. You can't put four bandages on. Right? Sometimes where we overprotect, and then there's moisture that is kept in, and it gets infected. So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Kiva Lo Nitzel Leged Yaseira. Since you're not allowed to put on the extra bandage, Ripui the Katana Beikra Machayev Sheves Al Tana Beikra Lo Machayev. There's a split between Ripui and Sheves. Rabbanan Sava Kiva the Tana Beikra, but Ripui a Sheves Nami Machayev. The Rabbanan say no. Once it's Ripui, you throw in Sheves as well. Diskish Lo Ripui because it's compared. Rabbi Yehuda Sava no Sheves Lo Machayev. No, you don't exclude Sheves. Why? Demiye Te Rachmana Rock. Right, rock shiv to yitain. So rock is excluding Shabbos from a certain case. This is the kind of case you're not gonna pay Shabbos. V'rabbanan, rock l'shalom achmas amaku da'asa. No, rock excludes Shabbos that's not because of the wound. What's the havamina? We'll see later on. L'rabbanan basrai. What about the last shita? Da'ami kol shechay b'shabbos chay b'ripui v'shechol she'ino chay b'shabbos ina chay b'ripui. So according to that shita that they always go together, ripui yatana beikra lamali. So why does the Torah say ripui if it just always goes with Shabbos anyway? Look at the Tanya of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tanya or Yishmael says, famous Tanya of Rabbi Yishmael. If that Yom Tov Shlomo was not famous, but this one is. Omer v'rapo yarape mikanch nitna nitan reshus l'rofe l'rapos. Right, a doctor has permission to heal. Huge. Happy you came today. So first of all, just a ha'ara, big mystery why the Rambam does not quote this anywhere. The Rambam does not quote this, and the Maariv Chayes points this out. The Hashmat of the Rambam. If you think of any doctor who would quote this, Hashmat of the Rambam, the Rambam does not quote this. The only makkah that he quotes, we mentioned last week, is the Pirush Mishnayos and Nedarim, where he quotes Vahashivosalo. You have to return objects. The Rambam says, Kol Shekein, returning someone's health. So it's a Kal Vachomer from Vahashivosalo. But it's a big mystery, which we don't really know the answer. Why doesn't he quote this line? But it's a big discussion, first of all, in the Rishonim. What's the Havamina? Why do you need Rishus? Why do you need Rishus?
Did the other Sutanaim argue on this?
Oh, that's a question. So, did, over here, so just reading this Gemara, it seems like they made an argue, but then the Gemara is going to quote its stum on them and base.
But it's impossible, because they're saying right, so they, everyone is saying
so, is, right, so they must have hold of it, but because you see on them and base that they're going to hold it. What's the Havamina? Why does the doctor need Rishus? So Tosfos says, I might have thought that a doctor is only allowed to heal inflicted wounds by another man. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes you sick, who are you to change it? Go daven, go to the base medrash. Hashem's making you sick. What are you going to the doctor for? Nira kisoser gezeiras melech. Kamash mal dashari. Kamash mal, no. You're even allowed to go to the doctor for that. That is the Havamina. The Moshe of Skadim, one of the Balei Tosafot of Chumash, says the Havamina is that you might think that they have to do it for free. Kamash Malan, they're allowed to take money. Allowed to take money. What type of money? Schar Batala versus, it's a mitzvah. So the Ritva says in Adarim, the doctor can't take money, he's doing a mitzvah. He can't take money for a mitzvah. So you're only allowed to take Schar Batala, just like a Rebbe. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Or you get paid for your training and for the time that you put in. But the mamish, the healing, maybe we don't look at it as you're getting paid for that. Because you're getting paid for what you could be doing otherwise. Right? So that's the. Go to a blood letter. Those are the doctors in those days. Right, there's a story about the Gra, I think I mentioned in the past, is quoted in the Pasa Shulchan. Pasa Shulchan of Yisrael Mishklav, which is Talmud. He quotes a number of stories now, like putting his feet in ice water and sleeping 4 hours every 24, one every six. So there he quotes that the Gra was a bucky in every chacham in the world. Botany and this, every chacham musica, and he wanted to become a bucky also in chachmas hanituach. So does that mean what we think it means? Does it mean the body? Either way, he wanted to go to medical school to become a chacham in chachmas hanituach. You don't want to be a doctor. And he said the Shlomo Mishklav writes that his father didn't let him, because his father said, Grah, if you go, Elio, right, if you go to medical school, you will then be the greatest doctor in the world, and you will have a chiyuv to spend your entire life healing, and you will not be allowed to sit and learn, because you will have your chachma, you'll have to, and that's why don't go to medical school. Don't put yourself in this situation. See, I know your father didn't tell you that, right? Anyway, that's the question. That's schar batala, right? You have to pay him for what he could have been doing besides that. The major discussion on the, one of the major discussions on this is the Ramban we mentioned last week. Again, we could spend all day on this, and we can't. The Ramban and Bechukosai. The Rambam B'chukosa, which Elfie will talk about maybe in a parsha shir, where the Ramban seems to say that you shouldn't go to doctors. Nitan Rishus L'Rofe, but who says that patient could go to the doctor? Once he comes, the doctor could do it. The Ramban was a doctor, the Rambam was a doctor, the Sfarna was a doctor, all the Rishonim were doctors. So the doctor has Rishus, but Kimat all of the poskim, the Tzitz Eliezer has a big tshuva about this. If you want to look it up, Chelik Yudalosim and Mem, where he says, Lo Yala al Hadas, so the Ramban really means this. If you read the comments of the Ramban, he's talking about a time, B'shas Nisim Gluyim, when there's an Urba Tumim, when there's the Beis HaMikdash has the 10 Nisim, at that time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes somebody sick, so maybe then he's trying to send you a message. Maybe then. But besides that, he says, Chas B'shas, well, the Ramban paskins all the halachas, look in his halachic svarim, about being Mechal Shabbos for a chol, take him to a doctor. If there's no mitzvah, if you're not going to a doctor, how can he pass on all those halachas? Right? We even pass him giving Mechal Shabbos for an Uber, for an unborn fetus. Right? So of course the Ramban wouldn't say that. Okay, at a different time in history, but not at this time. That's the Ramban. That's the, again, a major discussion in Lismoch Alzeh Bizman Hazeh, but that's the Ramban and B'chukosai, and you can look at all the Mefarshim on that Ramban. Okay, let's continue. Tan Rabbanan, Minayin, Sheim Alubot, Smachim, Achvaz Amaka, Finistra Amaka, Shechayel Raposo. How do you know that if it was because of the wound, you have to pay for the refuah? V'chayel Litin Lo Shifto, and you have to pay Shevis also. Tamaloma, Rak Shito, Yitain Rapo, you're a pay. Yachal Afilu Shalom, Achvaz Amaka, I might think that you even have to pay even Shalom, Achvaz Amaka. We'll talk about what that means. Tamalom or rock. No, rock excludes the Shevis. Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda Omer, Af Machmas Amaka Pater. No, even Machmas Amaka, you're going to be Pater for the Shevis. Shenemar, rock. No, excluding. Iga da Amre, what does he exactly mean? Af Machmas Amaka Pater la Gamrek, Rabban Basroi? Does he mean? Does Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda hold like the Rabban Basroi that even Machmas Amaka he's going to be Pater? The Iga da Amre, Af Machmas Amaka Pater, Mishevis. Vachay Baripui, Kaman Kavua. Holding like his father, Rabbi Yehuda, but not totally. So, Machlokas, who he's following. Amar Amar. Even I might have thought that you even have to pay, even if you didn't cause it. Boy, you need a deposit to tell me if you get sick that I have to pay if I didn't do anything. So Amri, what does that mean? My shalom machmas amaka kidatan. You know, it means as follows: Harisha Avra al deverei rofe. If somebody violates the words of the doctor, the doctor says stay away from sweets, and he ate sweets, and therefore the wound that I gave him got worse. This is my fault. And therefore it got worse. So I might think that ultimately it's because of my wound. He didn't listen to the doctor. Tosa says that's a little pshia. It's not a total pshia. Little pshia. Tamaloma rock. That's the rock that's excluding. My gargutni. What's gargutni? Amrabaya nasa krechta. It means where the skin basically dies. Maya suse. What's the healing? Ahala v'kira v'kalba, putting on some soap and some wax and v'kalba and some inside of a barrel of wine. Period. Next, v'yamale asyachana. What if the wounder, the chovel, goes over to the nechbal and says, "You know what? I'm really sorry. I'm a good doctor. Can I take care of you?" Right? Asyachana amale damas alai ka'arya arva. You're like a lion, man. I'm not. I don't. Please don't heal me. Tosva says, even though this guy's a world famous doctor. He's still allowed to say that. The guy was like, "No, I won't pay. I don't want to pay your doctor bills. I'll take care of you." No. He could say, "No, sorry, I don't want." Right? The rush has a very important lush in here. Tzarech sheyia lechole nachas ruach min harofe. The holistic, approach of medicine. You got to see the whole patient. You got to have a relationship. The rush says. So here, the guy says, "You're like a lion to me." He could refuse that. He could just give me the money. V'yamarle maisina asya. Demagin. Let me at least get you medicines for free. I have an in. I have a connection. Right, my next door neighbors. Right, I gave the medicines. Amarle asi demagin b'magin magin shavem. Medicine for free is worth free. It's worth nothing. Right? Why? Because the rush says. Because when a doctor gets something for free, or if he's not working for money, as we'll see in a second, he doesn't focus so as much. When you're getting paid for something, you have much more of an achrayus on it. V'amar maisina l'cha asi rechika. I'm sorry, that was a doctor. That was a doctor who's going to work for free. Now, if he says, "I'm going to bring you medicine from far away," Amarle Asya Rechika Eina Avira, a medicine, or I'm sorry, this one is the doctor. So he said, "No, if you bring a doctor or medicine from far away, it's going to blind my eye." Basically, means there's not going to be any follow up. If there's something that a problem that happens, they're not going to be here. So I don't want anything from far away. I want somebody from here that I can go back to. V'amarle Hechavili L'Diti V'Ana Maisina Nafshoi. And what if he says then? Havli l'didi, right? Okay, just give me the money, and then I'll go heal myself. Don't pay the doctor directly. give me the money, the Nechbal says, and I'll go heal myself. Armalei, the Chovel is allowed to say, no, Peshata Benavshach, Peshakalta Minai Tvei. No, you're going to be poshaying me, meaning you're not going to take this for medicine, you're going to get even worse. And the, and what? Just keep, stay, one more line. The Armalei Kotzli Malkatz. Okay, at least give me a definite amount. Right, it's not going to be infinite. Give me a definite amount, and I'll take the money, and then I'll go pay my doctor's bills. Armalei, the Chovel could say, no, I want to pay the doctor directly. Because kol shekein to pashata benafshach, you will be posheing yourself, meaning you're not going to take care of yourself. You're going to get even sicker. V'karuli shar mazik, and there's going to, my reputation is going to be ruined because you're not going to go to the doctor. They're going to say, oh, look what this guy did. Right, it's exactly right. They're going to take the money. Right, they're going to say I'm even worse. They're going to sue the insurance companies. Right, this really came from that. So he said, no, I'm going to pay the doctor directly. You go get healed, and whatever the doctor tells me, that's what I'm going to do. Period. Tana, the kulan mishtalmid b'makam nezek, minan imili, all of these payments, sar, ripui, sheves, you pay even b'makam nezek. See, minan imili, how do you know that? Amar, zin, the rava, amar, kra, pesatachas, pasa. Right, the wound for a wound, leading sar, b'makam nezek. That teaches me, you pay sar even when you pay the nezek. So Gemara says, hi, mi bai lila rabu shogi kemezid, v'onis karatzon. What do you mean? That pasuk's teaching me, we had earlier, that adam mu'ad olam, shogi kemezid, v'onis karatzon. So Gemara says, in ke nichtav kra, petza b'petza. My petza tachas petza shraminat tarti. You know even tsar b'makam nezek. That's one mucker. Rapapa m'shed the rava omar. How do you know you pay ripui b'makam nezek? Omar krav rapa yirape. Litin rifu b'makam nezek. So Gemara said, one second. How many look at this hana? We need that for Rabbi Shmuel. For Rabbi Shmuel. The tana Rabbi Shmuel. The bay Rabbi Shmuel. For rapa yirape. Mikan shenet the rishos the rofa the rapos. Right? So here's where the Gemara answers that as a stoma. What do you mean Rabbi Shmuel? So it sounds like everybody holds of it. So imke nichtov krav verofe yirape. Shma mina, why did it say rapo yirape? Litain shrefua b'makam nesek. So Gemara says v'yakadmi b'yalele k'da amran l'misni bay krab b'ripui. Don't you have to teach me the etzem din that you have to pay the doctor's bills? So imkain lema kra o rapo rapo o yirape yirape. My v'rapo yirape. Why do you switch the words? Shma mina litain shrefua b'makam nesek. So there's always an extra limud to teach me that you pay the doctor's bills even after you pay the nesek. Michlal d'mishkachas lushlav makam nesek. So is that teaching me, is all this teaching me that there are cases where you have to pay where there is no nezek? So shalom makam nezek, heichem mishkachazla, what's the case, lahu? What's the case that you would pay any of these where there is no nezek? So tsar, k'detani, tsar we had in the Mishnah. Tsar, tskva'o bishvot obamasber, you burned him with a nail or a stick, afilal tziparno, on his fingernail. So there is no nezek there, makam feino sachabura. Or ripoy, where do you have a case of doctor's bills where you didn't damage him? You wounded him, and it was getting better. And they then had to bring a certain very sharp medicine. Shidim Kubetza says they had to smear a certain type of cream on the wound. The achver elabisrein, and his skin became white. The tzorach lausvele sama, and you have to get him other medicine, lankutek out of the bisrein, to bring back the skin color. And therefore, in there, that's not nezek, directly, that's grama, but that's ripui. You're going to have to pay for that. That's a case of ripui, shalom b'makam nezek. Sheves, what's a case where you're going to have to pay for causing somebody to lose work without damaging them? Dehatke bin jrundia ubatzle. You locked him up in a room. The rush here says, it can't just be that he was there when you closed the door, because you have to do a maisa. That would be grama. It has to be you threw him into the room, and then you locked him up. Boshes, directly ba'ape, you spit in front of someone. That's boshes without nezek. Period. So Sheves Rona Sokiluhu Shomer Kishuin. Sheves, how much you pay for somebody who's out of work, as if he is a watcher of cucumbers. So Tana Rabbanan, what is the case here? We finished in 2 minutes, but Tana Rabbanan, Sheves Rona Sokiluhu Shomer Kishuin. V'im Tomar Loksamidas Hadin. And if you want to say, what do you mean? It's not appropriate that you pay as if he's Shomer Kishuin. Why? Tipchi Misbachai Gavra, when this person gets better, Lav Agra Shomer Kishuin Ushakil. This guy doesn't watch cucumbers. This guy's a jewelry manufacturer. So what do you mean? How can you just pay as if he's a Shomer Kishuin? So Ella Dali Davla Vishakil Agra. He's gonna go take a bucket and be a water carrier. He's gonna make a lot more money. Inami Ozl Bashliach Vishakil Agra. Or he's gonna be a shliach to do people's jobs. So how could you say that he's gonna be only given the Sheves of Shomer Kishuin? So the Gemara says, no. Midas Hadin Lo Laksa. No, it is fair. Shekfar Nathan Lo Dmi Yadu Deiraglo. No, because you already paid him for his hand and his arm. You already gave him full nezek. So now, what do? So now, you paid him for the arm. So now you see, what would he be able to do in this state that he's in now? So if he doesn't have an arm, he can still be a Shomer Kishuin. So that's why you say that. Amar Rava, a little bit more. Kites.
Yeah.
We'll finish in a second. Amar Rav, Akita is Yado Nosan Lidime Yado. If you cut off his hand, you pay the for his hand. Veshev is Ronos Okilu Shomer Kishuin. And therefore, what can he do now? With you already paid for the hands. The hand's finished. Now give you a Shomer Kishuin, so you pay for his not being able to do that. Shiber is Raglo. If you broke his leg, Nosan Lidime Raglo. You give him his the value of the leg, and now he can't be a Shomer Kishuin who has to walk around the field. So Veshev is Ronos Okilu Hu Shomer Es HaPesach. He's a guard. He's a bouncer. Simas Eino, if you blinded his eye, no Nosalindamo Eino, you give him the value of his eye, Veshevas Ronos Okiluhu Matchina Burichayim. You could be in charge of a mill even if you're blind, right? You tell everybody what to do. Chersho, if you caused him to lose his hearing, no Nosalindamo Kulo. You have to give his all of his value. Why? Why is Chersh different? So some of the Shem Siyana Balacha quotes other Achron, and they say, here means you made him into a Cheresh, as in a Chersho Tvakatan. And Chazal assumed that a Cheresh is. Meaning you took away basically all of his faculties. It's not just the right, and not just his hearing. Period. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will, Beth Hashem, continue.